AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The U.S.-Israeli war with Iran is in its 13th day and shows no signs of ending anytime soon. Iran has been attacking commercial ships around the Strait of Hormuz and an Iraqi port, escalating a campaign of squeezing the oil-rich Gulf region as global energy concerns mount. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the rising oil prices.
Unyielding Iranian missile attacks on shipping traffic and energy infrastructure has again pushed oil above $100 a barrel as the US and Israel relentlessly struck Iran. Iran hit an oil container off the coast of Dubai on Thursday, causing a blaze near Bahrain's international airport. The Islamic Republic also targeted a major Saudi oil field with a drone attack and forced Iraq to halt operations at all of the country's oil terminals after an attack on its Basra port on the Persian Gulf. Analyst Jessica Caldwell says the rise in oil prices is not uncommon in these situations.
We saw the same thing in 2012 when Russia invaded Ukraine.
Iran's attacks came as American and Israeli strikes pounded Iran with no sign of an end to the war in sight. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran has damaged at least four cultural and historical sites across the country. Experts and advocates have raised alarm about the impact of the widening war on protective landmarks that are important to Iranian history. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he is awaiting White House approval for a major drone production agreement proposed by Ukraine last year. Zelensky says the deal would cover various types of drones and air defenses to protect against swarms of Iranian-designed drones. This is AP News. Senegal is the latest African country to toughen punishment for homosexual acts.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in a largely conservative Western African nation. It doubles the punishment from prison sentences of 1 to 5 years to between 5 and 10 years. In another change, the bill would now punish what it calls the promotion or financing of homosexuality, an attempt to crack down on organizations that support sexual and gender minorities. Government ministers argued ahead of the vote that the country's previous 1966 law was too lenient. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
States are setting new rules for cash purchases after the U.S. Mint stopped making pennies and the 1 cent coins became scarcer. Some states are considering legislation to allow or require businesses to round purchase totals to the nearest nickel. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.